Woe to thee that spoil. Was anyone bothering you? Woe to thee that betray others. Which of them began betraying you? When you can spoil no more, then it will be you who will be spoiled. And when you have abused your spoiling, then the spoiled shall deal treacherously with you. At the hearing of this coming judgment, the multitudes fled as they see Yahweh wakening this wrath. The people of the earth scattered and hid. Crawling under rocks and dens, they cry, "Hide us from he that has come." You see, rocks and dens are metaphors for false law systems, false social structures, political correctness, church niceness, and all such things that override Father's law of how to get along lovingly with one another. Fall on us, hide us from the one that has come. In other words, give us excuses that we may find ways to hide from his everlasting burnings. And your spoil? Your comforts shall be taken from you. It shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, as the running to and fro of locusts shall he run upon them. So spoilers, it's your turn in the ringer. Yahweh shall avenge his last rare faithful. Yahweh shall be glorified. The earth mourneth and languisheth. Now will I rise, saith Yahweh. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Ye shall conceive chaff, ye shall bring forth stubble. Your breath, as fire, shall devour you. Your own self-spoken law system shall be your undermining. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. Is not my word like as a fire, saith Yahweh? Hear ye that are afar off what I have done, and ye that are near acknowledge my might. Sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from the holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from the hearing of blood, and he shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He wants nothing to do with your beastly system. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks, true rocks, the solid rock. Bread shall be given him, waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Look upon Zion. Look upon it, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, the tabernacle that shall not be taken down. But there the glorious Yahweh will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby, meaning there be no merchants running his kingdom. For Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, Yahweh is our king, he will save us.
Exalted, for he dwelleth.